In the criminal justice system, podcast-based offenses are considered especially heinous. The dedicated detectives who investigate these felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Podcast Victims Unit. These are their stories.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket?
Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something we'd like to improve, and fix it. I'm Jared Sain.
I'm James Miser.
And I'm Sam Chidley.
And this week, we are going to be talking about crime TV.
Dun dun.
Dun dun.
Dun dun. Yeah, and we should probably give a special shout out to one of our listeners who actually recommended this topic.
Yeah, shout out to Ellen Quigg.
Yeah, if you're listening, hey.
Yeah, if you're listening, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And keep tweeting suggestions to us at That's Not Pod on Twitter. So
yeah, we'll do them no matter what.
No matter what. Even if it's illegal, we'll do it.
And we will not regret committing to this at all.
Yeah. Nope. All right, so crime TV. What do you guys want to talk about?
I have to say that I hadn't really watched too much crime TV until this week. And on one hand, I don't think I'm missing much. But on the other hand, some of it is pretty great.
It's pretty fun. Yeah. I'm kind of in the same boat, but it's also like Twin Peaks is crime TV, Dexter is crime TV. You know, there's like all kinds of stuff that fits into that category.
Yeah, that's true. Is there a crime and is it on TV?
If
it is crime TV.
Yeah. And okay. Go ahead, Jared.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I think like CSI, NCIS, Law and Order, those shows are also some of like the most watched shows on TV and some of the longest running.
Yeah. And in multiple variations of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I watched like SVU.
Mm-hmm.
That is a show that's only about people being raped.
Right. Right.
Like I watched an episode where like a trans person was raped to death with a lead pipe.
Uh-huh. Did they get the bad guy?
Yeah.
They usually do.
It was Wyclef.
Oh, it was?
It was Wyclef. He put out a hit.
Oh, man. That's a bad way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to end up on the special victims units on their desk.
What would it be like if there was a crime TV show where they never get the bad guy?
Okay. I kind of like that. It's like it's a little bit more real, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Just like
for sure. It's what would it be like the elusive suspects unit?
Uh-huh. But like
they just can't find them ever. Uh-huh. It's like I don't know.
At the end of every episode, the captain's like, "Put it in the cold case file."
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, just like a cop show that was a little bit more true to like what it. I don't know what it feels like the reality is, where it's just like maybe they catch the bad guy, but there's not enough evidence to prosecute,
right? And, or like they only test two hairs of like 50
right.
for DNA,
yeah,
because that's all you can afford.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of like that. Just like a really broken criminal justice system TV show.
Or there's a scene where they're about to like collect the evidence that will actually convict the guy, and then someone sneezes all over it.
Yeah,
it just destroys it.
Right. Shift change.
Yeah, there's a shift change. It's like...
I think if you're going to create a crime TV show, though, you really need an acronym. Like, it needs to stand for something good, but it also needs... Right. Like, the acronym has to stand alone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it can't just be, like, a special victims unit. It has to be SVU.
Right.
Yeah. CSI, right. NCIS.
Right. I mean, that's something about those shows that has been, like, clearly successful because it's been mimicked so many times, is, like, abbreviations are cool.
Yeah. It's kind of like having a show that's called, like, FBI.
Right. I think that's why they're so, like, it's so effective, is because it's, like, it makes you think of...
Well, it's an official...
It's an organization.
Organization.
So, yeah, I think that that's why those like, abbreviations for the show's title work so well, is because it, like, puts people in the mindset of, like, you're in, like, part of this elite squad, you know?
Yeah.
And you get to, like, see it from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So we need some initials for our show.
Yeah. Let's think of the initials first and then reverse engineer what it's going to stand for.
I like that a lot. SEX. The SEX unit, things get sticky.
I don't want to do that one.
No, all right.
Well, this is network TV. This isn't...
I mean, honestly, like, I think that'd be... It'd be fine for network TV.
I think that would pass on network TV.
Yeah. What about RIB? Rib.
Rib? That's not bad. RIB.
What is
probably watch a show called Rib.
Yeah. Is it set in the South?
Oh, that's a good start.
Okay.
Because then you could have, like, a Southern lawyer involved.
I do declare.
Yeah, I don't think he's, like, part of the squad, but he's, like...
He's a
quirky side character. Yeah. Yeah, he's the DA. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're getting into it. So we've got, a quirky Southern lawyer. So who's the RIB? What do they do?
Well, IB could stand for an investigative bureau.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Uh-huh. So we just, what's the R? Racist?
Wait, are they?
I mean, it's in the South,
the
so.
The Racist Investigative Bureau.
Let's brainstorm a couple more ideas.
Yeah, just because it might be problematic to...
Oh, really?
We're going to try into some pretty deep water this week.
Real.
The Real Investigative Bureau.
Okay, let's think about it. What's a place that starts with R?
Oh, that's good.
A place?
Yeah. Or like a, you know, like... What? You know, NCIS is naval.
Uh-huh, oh, right.
What's the R going to be?
Uh-huh.
Rapid?
We'll investigate it in due time.
What about Rapid?
The Rapid Investigative Bureau?
Like the investigate.
Or what about if it's the River Investigative Bureau?
Uh-huh. You could, like, set it on, like, the Delta.
Yeah.
I like that.
Any rivers?
So I was just thinking specifically, like, Mississippi, but I like that. It's like they're, like, in charge of only investigating crimes that, like, have happened, like,
yeah,
in or around rivers.
Or it could be the riverboat.
Uh-huh. No, I think that's pretty good. The River Investigative Bureau. Yeah.
There's probably a lot of specialties that you need for river investigations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You need to have a good background in investing crimes and also like a pretty strong breaststroke.
Yeah.
I was going to say a fishing license. Or
a fishing license, yeah. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of fishing crimes.
Uh-huh. And, like,
poachers.
People, like, washing up in, like, mangroves and things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be good at dredging.
Like uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there could be a whole scuba guy. There could be a scuba guy.
Uh-huh.
I think since this is set in the South, we could also have a character who likes noodling, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's putting your hand underwater and waiting for a catfish to bite it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. His name could be Noodles.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Definitely a side character.
Yeah, I think that's... I'm not sure if he's on the unit or if he's like... Maybe he's like a confidential informant.
That's good. You need to see
that. Noodles! Like, well, we got to bring in noodles.
And then I was thinking that we could have like a hotshot captain who's newly joined the force to clean it up.
He's like shaking things up.
Yeah, and I was thinking that he could be played by Woody Allen.
Oh, that's good. He's a Yankee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Woody Allen's going to be the captain?
Woody Allen on Crime TV.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like a real... Yeah, Woody Allen, that's a great choice, because instead of having like the like shouting captain who's like... In your face, like
he's just kind of whining about everything.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know if this is a good idea. You know? I like that a lot. Like a real pushover captain.
But Briggs, he also like doesn't.
Why did you?
Does he also?
Why are you roughing up the suspects?
He also wouldn't fit in with the culture of the South that well, I think.
Right. Yeah. Of course not.
Yeah.
He loves Dixieland jazz, though. So
yeah.
So maybe there's like one thing he likes, but there's like all this other stuff that he just doesn't quite understand.
Yeah. So I like Woody Allen as the captain. I don't think hotshot is the right way to describe him. I think he's...
Hotshot Woody Allen.
Yeah. I think maybe like he's been transferred there.
Yeah, he's transferred there.
He's been transferred there kind of like maybe like it's unclear how he feels about it. Maybe he's just like he's doing his job the best he can, but...
I think against his will. Like I think it was against like a demotion for him. He was being punished for like a political thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. When you said hotshot though, like I do want to have a hotshot on the show. Like the guy who's always taking off his sunglasses.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's probably like our lead detective.
Right. And I also think that they also have to have their river, their like motorboat, and it's gotta be one of those things.
Airboat?
That's got a big, huge fan in the back
of
it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And they have, I think they also have like a, they always have marshmallows with them for feeding the gators.
Yeah.
Is that real? Is that what you do with a gator?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
They'll eat the marshmallow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that as like a plot device to like, I don't know. They're always going out into the swamps.
Rescuing people from gators
and
with marshmallows.
Or just like, you know, finding bodies. But, you know, to get the gators, like, away from the bodies.
Oh, yeah, or it's like, there's a gator that washed up on shore, and guess what was inside?
A person.
A prostitute.
A prostitute, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it turns out that the prostitute wasn't just eaten by a gator, she was first killed.
Uh-huh. But for, like, political reasons, and it goes all the way to the top.
Goes all the way to the top.
Yeah. All right, this is a really good start. So we've got some like good peripheral characters. I think we need to get like our lead detectives. I think I'm thinking like partners. Like we got like a
okay, we got a set of partners, and then we also have to have the forensics team too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this
and probably like a sergeant.
Yeah.
So
who's
I think
like kind of a counterpoint to Woody Allen.
I think for the partners, it's always good when the relationship is begrudging. At least in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where there's a little bit of a power imbalance between the two, and neither of them really want to work together.
Oh, yeah. That's classic.
Yeah.
So who are these guys? Are they guys?
Here's one proposal. Is that there is one guy that's been with the RIB for a long time.
Right.
And then there's... And then the hotshot is a female who shows up in the deep south and is like, you know.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. So it's like I'm thinking like an old Creole guy.
Well, I think not too old.
But like I don't know, but he's been around the block.
There has to be some romantic tension.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
So,
all right.
I think his name is going to be Fred Detective.
Fred Detective.
That's his real name? Like Mary Investigator?
This is the worst show. Oh, man.
So you're saying don't use those names? I mean, in all seriousness, I'm kind of opposed to this idea.
About the names?
Yeah.
Or just the... Okay.
The names.
So, all right. So what's your thoughts then for our leads?
What's the word where it's just like you do, like your investigation style isn't really based on science, just kind of like how things have always been done?
Goes with his gut.
Yeah, he goes with his gut and has some just sort of strange tendencies when he's looking at evidence. Like he's like, uh-huh. He's always like, you know, he's like licking his finger and putting it in the air to test the wind.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. You know, he's been doing this for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always tasting the river water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea a lot. I think that's like his thing.
Yeah,
he like tastes the water and he's like, she's been dead for 5 hours. Yeah. Time of death, minutes ago.
And the friend of this guy is like, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Like, how did you know? I've been doing this a long time.
I grew up on these waters.
Yeah, that's a good catchphrase.
Was raised by them.
I kind of like that version of him. This, like, I don't know exactly what that was. It was like almost Cajun, but not quite.
I grew up on these waters.
It's like kind of gravelly, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I think his name is Bubba Rivers.
Bubba Rivers? Oh man, James, you are like really good at like the really simple first name and then the like just so on the nose last name. I grew up on these waters, so his name is Bubba Rivers.
Rivers is a legitimate last name though.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, like Joan Rivers.
Well, if his last name is Rivers, then you also, it kind of ties in with the show title.
Uh huh.
Which kind of...
Oh, bug. Yeah.
All right. Our lead character's name is Bubba Rivers. We're sticking with it because we got to move on. What's this? So what's the, like, the hotshot, like, young... Not too young, but, like...
Not too young. Late I don't 20s. Think... She's not a rookie.
Yeah, she's from somewhere where they don't have any rivers.
Okay.
No, she's from Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake... Wow, that's a culture clash.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be from somewhere where there's, like... It's more classic liberal big city.
What about just Los Angeles?
Yeah, L.A. It's full of hot shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the L.A. River is a famously horrible river.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, that's like her prior river experience is the L.A. River.
Yeah. It's just like this concrete duct.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he's like, so yeah, that's great, because then he'd be like, you don't know anything about rivers. Yeah. Okay, good. What's her name?
Her name is...
How about, we'll do something with LA, so like Sandy...
Monica?
Sandy Monica! Yes, that's it. Alright, so we got Bubba Rivers and Sandy Monica. My only issue with that is that if you... shout Monica, like, so if the police chief has to like shout a last name, Monica doesn't sound like a last name.
What about Sandy Francisco?
That's pretty good.
And she's from San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
No, she's still from Los Angeles.
Right. Sandy Francisco from LA. All right, that works.
And
Francisco is also a first name, but it's not a female's first name, so I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He could call her like Frisco.
Cisco? Or Frisco? Yeah.
Call her Frisco. It'd be your like nickname.
Yeah.
Frisco, and she hates it.
Yeah, she hates it.
Okay, good. We're on track. All right, so we got Bubba Rivers, Sandy Francisco. All right, so we still need a sergeant and a forensics team.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so the sergeant, he's going to be like an angry dude who's maybe been like, I don't know, his career probably should have gone a little further than this.
Yeah.
Kind of like got a disheveled look.
Uh-huh.
Low-hanging tie.
Yeah.
Stubble. Cigarette.
Right, and I think he's kind of like, probably is from like Atlanta or New Orleans or something like that.
Like a big town, but still in the South.
Yeah, he's like a Southern dude.
Yeah.
But has been put in charge of this team at the Rivers Investigation Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should have like a friendly side to him though, where he's always like cooking barbecue, but it's and like giving it away, but it's really bad barbecue.
That's a great idea, because that's definitely Woody Allen's definitely not going
to
do that. So
I kind of want his barbecue to be good.
You want his barbecue to be
good? Yeah, his barbecue. I think his barbecue should be good.
If he's like a dude from the South, yeah, good old boy, then
right.
He's got to have good barbecue and good beer. Yeah.
So he like chews you out and then gives you some good food to chew on.
Yeah. Oh, that's his thing. Chew on this.
Chew on this. Chew on this.
Chew on this.
And then you don't know if he's gonna.
And he's got like
put you down.
He's got you like up against a wall by your like lapels.
Lapels. Yeah.
And then he just like puts like a rib in your mouth.
Chew on this.
Ding. Rookie.
Yeah, he's calling everybody a rookie all the time. Yeah,
even people who've been there like as long as him.
Even Detective Rivers.
Yeah. Chew on this, rookie. It's good.
You put a little more salt in that barbecue sauce.
What's his name? Yes.
Oh, Sergeant Staples.
Staples. Okay.
Staples.
All right.
I like that.
Why not? Just named after things on his desk.
He just had a lot of staples. No stapler.
Okay. We never gave Woody Allen's character a name. It should just be Allen. Woody Allen.
Yeah, it's actually Woody Allen.
Police Chief
Allen. It should be Alan Woods.
Alan Woods.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
Captain Woods. That's good.
Captain Wood.
Okay. Oh, we never gave a name to our DA. The eccentric southern lawyer, quirky southern lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Does he wear, like, a polka dot bow tie all the time?
Yeah, and, like, suspenders. Sure. Yeah. And, like, you know.
Like, he always has, like, a snifter of whiskey or something. He's got some bourbon.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, like in court, he's got like a snifter and a cigar. He's like, now I just may be a simple southern lawyer.
He's got to have like a good old, big old long family name for his last name, I feel like.
Yeah, like something like the third.
Yeah, like Pettigrew or like.
Oh, that's pretty good. Pettigrew's good.
I think maybe his first name could be Chester.
Chester, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Chester Pettigrew? That sounds like a real person. Is that a real person?
I'm sure there's a real Southern lawyer named Chester Pettigrew.
Chester Pettigrew the Third. Esquire.
Chester Pettigrew the Third.
I like it a lot. Yeah.
What about
right, Chester Pettigrew the Third?
What if he's not the Third? What if he's like the Eighth?
Chester Pettigrew the Eighth?
Yeah.
I come from a long line of Southern lawyers.
I do declare. He's always declaring
things.
Yeah,
he's always declaring things. These are the finest ribs.
And then sometimes he like forgets to declare and everyone's like waiting for it. And then he remembers to.
He's like, I do declare.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I declare.
I have thus declared.
I like Chester Pettigrew the Eighth. That's really good. My father was a lawyer. My father's father was a lawyer. My father's 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 father was a lawyer.
As the camera slowly like pans away from him,
he just keeps. And they're all right there.
Yeah, yeah. He like, and it pans, and it keeps going, and then it goes to a graveyard that he was standing next to, with all the headstones.
Oh yeah, I think there's definitely oil portraits of all of them too.
Yeah, that's good.
There has to be a shot like that where he's like. Telling someone his lineage as the camera pans away and like it shows all of the portraits.
I mean that sounds like too motivated of a camera move for typical crime TV. I think mostly it's just going to be just like zooms, like power zooms, and just like inexplicable editing, and maybe every once in a while some X-ray effects.
Ooh.
Oh,
you
know,
when like the forensic team is cracking down,
yeah,
on cracking like whatever shrapnel or blood splatter analysis they have,
right?
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the forensic team yet.
Yeah,
well, they're definitely the funny ones.
They're always the funny ones.
Is it like is it a whole team? Is it like just?
I think
like,
it's like two.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like okay, two. So there's some comedic relief.
Yeah.
Are they like nerdy?
They're always making like really immature humor about like dead bodies and stuff.
Yeah. There's like a lot of puns.
Yeah.
Pun-based humor.
Yeah.
So one of the forensics guys has to be a water expert.
Uh-huh.
I think like
yeah, for sure.
You can't have a river investigative bureau and not have a water expert.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
And he's got I think he's got like a water collection. He's got like water from all different parts of the world. It all looks exactly the same.
And it's all in drinking glasses, and people are always almost drinking his.
He's like, oh no, that's from the Himalayas.
What's the purpose of the other forensic team person? Like, what's his job or her job?
I think just more standard forensics. Yeah. You know, we've got a water guy, and we need to have sort of like your typical forensics stuff.
Yeah,
fingerprints.
I think they're always like searching for like, you know, rare disease, like rare toxins and things that show up in people's bodies.
Yeah.
Are they both men? Is it like a man and a woman?
All right, they're both women, and maybe they were in a relationship
with each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, why not? Well, I don't know. I think there's some like workplace ethics stuff. Why not? But
yeah, but it's a secret.
Yeah. Oh, saucy.
Yeah.
All right. Sold. So the two forensic scientists, it's one's a water expert, and the other one does everything else.
So she's a land expert.
And they're in she's a land expert. And they're in a relationship, but they're trying to keep it under wraps. Is that where we're at with the forensic team?
I like it. I think so. That's good.
And their names are?
I think they should rhyme. Like Judy and Trudy or something like that.
All right.
Judy will be the water expert. Trudy will be our non-water expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's her actual title. non-water expert.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a pretty comprehensive team at this point.
Yeah.
We need a crime. What happened?
A river crime.
What's our pilot look like?
Riverboat gambling.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, there's like the cold open to the pilot. There's like some really high stakes riverboat gambling going on.
We're on a steamboat.
Yeah.
Like at the end of Maverick.
Right. Yeah. We're on a steamboat, and there's a man who's just won big.
Okay.
He goes to his room in the riverboat casino and starts to take off his bolo tie and starts to choke. He clutches his throat and falls on the floor, starts convulsing, and then chokes on his own vomit and dies.
Okay, so I like where you're going, but I feel like the cold open is always like a red herring.
Okay, I've got it. So it's a similar setup, but this guy with the bolo tie actually has a gun on him, and he's going to like, it looks like he's going to kill somebody on the boat. But then he starts choking and he dies.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And this is the same guy who just won the jackpot as well?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot to unravel here. So that's pretty good. Like, I feel like this calls for the RIB.
Well, and also,
yeah, so
I think
he dies.
I think he actually dies from drowning, even though he's on the boat.
Right.
Okay, so somehow he managed to drown. On the boat.
Yeah. His lungs are full of river water.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did that happen? I need to know how this happened.
There's one.
Why was he going to kill that person? And yeah.
One other factor here is that the guy who dies is played by Mel Gibson.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Because then people will think the show's going to have Mel Gibson in it.
It won't. It'll have Mel Gibson in it
for that one scene.
For about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I think our cold open ends with him dying, and then we'd have to do a hard cut to the credits.
All right, so we have the credits. The credits are like a lot of like typography that's just like flying through the scene where Detective Bubba Rivers is like back-to-back with... Sandy Francisco, some chasing of through like a river warehouse.
There's a guy like trying to start the motor of the airboat.
and the music's got a lot of like guitars that are just like wow. Yeah.
You know what I would kind of like? I would kind of like to see instead of like the letters necessarily like the typography like flying by, to have it kind of like. Once it shows up, maybe it has like an underwater.
Oh, ripples in and out. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
yeah, but it can't be too good.
No, it can't be too good.
No,
right. Just like network TV. And
yeah,
then,
yeah, yeah. You got so there's kind of like a they're kind of wavy looking.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You have to have a shot of Noodles catching a catfish with his hand.
Uh-huh, and like smiling with missing teeth.
Yeah. And then at the end it says created by Dick Wolf. and then we cut to inside of the RIB headquarters, and Sergeant Staples says, Rivers, Frisco, you're up. We got another one on the line.
That's good. On the line, yeah. Yeah.
I think I like it. I just think Frisco should be not like that well ingratiated into the unit yet. All right, okay, well, how about this? How about he says that, but we see her like with like a pretty empty desk, just like setting down a box of her things or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I like that. She's got like a little little potted plant.
Yeah, you gotta have a potted plant. But it's like, what's a really California plant?
A cactus.
Yeah, she's got a cactus on her desk.
Or maybe a succulent.
And she's always eating like health food.
Oh yeah, like kale.
Yeah. And, which would drive Bubba crazy.
He's like, what the hell is that?
This is rib.
Go back to California.
Yeah, oh, I like that. He pronounces it California.
Oh, I thought he was going to call it California.
California.
Yeah. One of the best parts of the episode of NCIS I watched was a part where Michael Weatherby's character.
Is he the main guy?
He's one of the main guys. He's not like the very main guy. Okay. It's not Gibbs.
Okay. He's like the younger guy?
Yeah, he's okay, the younger guy. Right. Anyway, Michael Weatherby's character sees like one of the other characters eating a sandwich and he's like, ah, did you get me one? And the guy says, no. I was the one who was spent all night on a boat. And then Michael Weatherby's character says, this is verbatim, easy, Mick Sensitive. Put away the hangry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Easy, Mick Sensitive. Put away the hangry?
Mick Sensitive. Yeah.
Put away the hangry.
Yeah. That's some solid writing. Okay, guys, we should work on some catchphrases for this show because we've got there's a lot of potential for things like the one that you said earlier, like get another one on the line.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like,
take a bite out of this.
Yeah. Yeah, chew on this.
Chew on this.
We're sunk.
We're sunk.
Reel them in.
Yeah.
Yeah, reel them in is great. Them in. Yeah.
Yeah. Time to reel them in. Nothing's biting today. Just all kinds of like fishing-based fish races.
We can use some more barbecue lines too, I think.
Uh-huh.
It is the rib
unit. Yeah, that's true. It is the rib unit, yeah. Yeah. Smoke them. Smoke them.
We could have the captain, the Woody Allen captain who's named Alan Woods, like mm-hmm. attempt to do catchphrases but always bungle them.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's trying to fit in kind of and like trying to do like a barbecue catchphrase, but he's
clearly has no idea how
right,
barbecue
right.
works.
Yeah, he's like, ha, you guys really dry rubbed him, didn't you? And they're like, we don't do that here. Who do you think this is? Texas.
Yeah, that's great.
Also, because like dry rub doesn't sound like a thing you should do to a person. Okay, all right. So we've got a lot of good stuff here. I think we have a great premise. We have really cool characters. We've got a good acronym. We've got some good catchphrases.
Let's get back to our episode.
Yeah. Oh, we need to work on the actual plot.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, so Detectives Rivers and Francisco go to the riverboat to check it out, and there's all sorts of seedy characters, mm-hmm. right? They meet the riverboat captain, and he says, what happens on the riverboat stays on the riverboat.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like, he's not willing to talk?
Yeah, he won't talk.
So they have to get him to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. I think maybe we end up there, but, like, he, like, refuses to talk, and they, like, have to let him go the first time. But there's like something fishy about that riverboat captain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So let's just keep our eye on him for now.
Okay. And meanwhile, Judy and Trudy
uh-huh.
are taking samples and collections uh-huh. and looking at gunpowder analysis, which they don't find because he never shot anybody.
Right.
But what they do find is that the water in the victim's lungs,
yeah,
it's actually seawater.
Oh, oh shit. How did it get there? What's going on? Yeah, actually, okay, so that's great. And, like, I can just, there could be this moment where, like, Bubba Rivers is, like, looking at, like, a vial of the water that was in the lungs. He's like, I've never seen anything quite like it. Yeah. He's like,
and they're like, something's not right about this.
Yeah, and then, like, it's later revealed that it's seawater.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has, like, a premonition.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he can just tell just by looking at it. It's like...
This water isn't from around these parts, you know? Yeah.
And then he goes to, like, lick it. But then Detective Francisco is like, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You're contaminating a crime scene.
Right. She's like a real stickler for, like, the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
And then he's just like, there's something not right about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've got to realize, based on, like, where he fell and with, like, the gun that's in his hand. Somehow they have to figure out that he was, like, either, like, concerned for his safety or, like, trying to kill somebody himself. Because that's got to... Right, I feel like that's got to be the direction the investigation heads. Is, like, who is he involved with?
We got a lot of work to do, guys.
Oof.
Yeah.
Let's go to a commercial break. Do you have leeches on your body?
Have they been sucking your blood?
Leech tweezers. Pluck them.
Only $10 a pair. Okay, welcome back to our show. The crime scene is wrapped. Like, we've got that cleaned up.
Yeah.
And the sea captain, not sea captain, the riverboat captain has been questioned and released reluctantly.
Yep. So now the detectives are wrapping up at the riverboat. When a bellboy approaches them.
Uh-huh. Maybe the bellboy points them towards the person that he was following.
Right, yeah. And it was a local tugboat operator.
Okay, who was also on the riverboat casino.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and he's kind of shady. He's kind of like... You know, like a junkyard guy.
Yeah, he cuts a lot of corners.
Yeah. He's always into nefarious stuff. Like, if you have a boat that has some evidence on it, he'll tug it away.
Okay. I like that.
So they take their airboat over to his tugboat yard, mm-hmm. and he sees him coming and starts running. So they have, like, a high-speed river chase.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of them using, like, the airboats, though, to chase him. Like, the ones with the big fans.
Yeah.
So, I don't think they go that fast.
We're going to film it so it looks real fast.
Uh-huh. And then just cut to, like, a wide shot where you can see how slow it's going. So, wait, where did we leave off? With the high-speed boat chase?
Yeah.
How did that end?
I think... it ended with Detective Francisco... heroically jumping into the tugboat captain's boat and knocking him out.
You know what? I think she should save Bubba's life and, like, earn her stripes, you know?
I think it's got to be one of those things where she was like, I did it, and he was like, that was reckless.
Okay, I see. So he's still, like, not on board with her yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's, like, too by the book at first, and then she's too reckless?
Yeah. I don't think it matters that much.
No, I'm just making sure that we're on the same page of what has happened so far.
Okay, wait a second. So there's a high-speed chase. She jumps from their boat onto his and punches at the tugboat captain.
Right. And maybe she gets on his boat via water skis.
Wow.
Where did the water skis come from?
Like, she's like, I have an idea. And then she puts on the water skis.
Cut to commercial.
Well, it's not an actual water ski, though. It's like just something that was in the airboat.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a makeshift water
yeah,
ski.
Yeah. And then she like lets the line out. And she's water skiing behind, and then she hits a jump.
Mm-hmm. Goes over a shark.
Goes over a gator, not a shark.
Oh,
come
right.
On.
Right. She's jumping the gator. That's right.
Goes, hits a gator ramp. Flies through the air and lands on the tugboat.
Uh-huh. And then knocks out the tugboat captain.
Yeah. Pistol whips him. Yeah.
Oh, pistol whips him. That's good. Yeah. Okay, so they take him in.
Yeah, they take him in.
And they really sweat this guy. I think they're able to crack this guy.
Definitely.
What does he give up?
I think he cheated the guy out of money at the gambling thing, which is why the guy who's dead was coming after him.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks that's what they're going after him for, is like busting him for cheating.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't even know that guy's dead.
And then in the process also gives up the name of a local crime lord, Muscles Cahoon.
Muscles Cahoon.
Who's always at a crab boil.
Yeah, he's always at a crab boil. And you know who knows something about Muscles Cahoon?
Noodles.
Noodles is a guy, they're going to bring him in all the time because he's like, he knows...
He knows everything about everybody.
He knows everything about everybody. So he's not necessarily like connected to Muscles Cahoon. like he doesn't like work for him necessarily. But maybe gotcha. He's done some jobs for him in the past. Or
yeah, he's always just doing like odd jobs, like part-time work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just one of these guys who's like around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Noodles has the scoop on Muscles Cahoon.
It says, Muscles Cahoon, yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
He's always at the crab boil.
every other Wednesday.
Does the tugboat captain like work for Muscles, or is he like running drugs for him or something? Like what's the...
Well, I think the riverboat casino is where Muscles Cahoon launders his money.
The captain's in on it.
I feel like there's something going on with the tugboat captain and Muscles, and the steamboat captain. That's like, I'm just gonna come out and say it. I think the steamboat captain did it, but it's not clear why yet. But I think there's something really shady about that guy.
Oh yeah, there's definitely something shady about him.
I think so. Like the tugboat captain has this sort of little. He's got like a good thing going on with like his like, he's like running stuff up and down the river, and he's like helping people dispose of evidence boats, you know. But maybe the steamboat captain, like, there's something about that that's like the steamboat captain, maybe wants a piece of the pie, or I don't know, but like. I think there's something going on with that steamboat captain.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think...
And so, like I think we're, like, led to believe that this is, like, Muscles Cahoon, like, has a reason to kill the dude who dies in the beginning. And maybe he does, but it's gonna, like, it's gonna turn out that it was the steamboat captain for reasons that we... And also, how the hell did Seawater get in this guy's lungs? Like, we've been working really hard on, like, motive, but...
Oh yeah,
I have no idea how like that somebody actually pulled off this crime.
Oh, the a giant, team giant still, syringe like, through the it. Back.
Yeah, just stuck them with a seawater syringe. Well, and filled up their lungs.
Well, I want to get back to that forensics team actually, because while all this was going on, Trudy was looking up who the fuck this victim is,
mm-hmm.
and she found out that his name is Guy. Lemort.
Guy Lemort. That's pretty good. I like that. Just like vaguely disguised what it means. Guy Lemort. Okay.
And he's a Creole chef.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. He was he's an inveterate gambler, but recently
deceased.
Had aside from dying, he also recently had a run-in. At the crab boil.
Did he have a debt that he owed?
It's hard to say.
We're
not going to find out until we...
Yeah, I think the gambling problem is good because that's... I think it should look like, oh, maybe this, he got killed over money, and like Muscles Cahoon like was, you know, collecting.
Yeah.
But like it'll actually turn out he'll
be
like,
something else
killed
instead.
For like political reasons. You know? There's like this power struggle in the underbelly of the river crime world.
So I think we gotta take a step back for a second and look at, we're looking at the episode really hard, but we have to look at the overall show structure as well, because it sounds like we're setting up some things for like long-term storylines, potentially, like this whole crime underbelly. It seems like if we're introducing all of that, that's something that's gonna have like some consistent characters that keep showing up throughout the series.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Like Muscles Cahoon feels like,
I think he'll show up from time to time.
Yeah, he's like a regular guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm assuming
he's played by Sylvester Stallone, by the way.
That's good.
So you can never understand what he's saying.
Sylvester Stallone. I love that idea, by the way. I love the idea of like Sylvester Stallone just like always like cracking shellfish. And he's like eating like some like crab meat while he's talking. You can understand very little.
No.
He's got like really buttery fingers.
They say that life's like a crab. It's hard on the outside. But if you look inside,
it's all squishy. It's all squishy. Sure, Muscles. No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's not Muscles. It's the steamboat captain.
Right.
I think it's the steamboat captain who they catch in this episode, and they figure out how he did it and why, like all in this episode. But the why points to a larger world that we can continue to develop for the, like the rest of the season.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're all totally in agreement there.
Yeah.
That sounds like the perfect amount of being episodic with having like sort of a larger structure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they go to the crab boil,
right,
to confront Muscles Cahoon.
Yeah,
and he's like, "You guys got nothing on me."
Right.
Fuck out of here. Actually, he wouldn't say that because it's
network TV.
Yeah.
What's his catchphrase? He's got to have a catchphrase.
See this crab? This crab is you. And then he smashes the crab.
That's not much of a catchphrase. Yeah. I think he could say stuff like shuck him.
You know? Shuck him.
Shuck him.
Or maybe his catchphrase is feed him to the gators.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely be a lot of like people getting fed to gators. Yeah, we just got to figure out like how do they get onto the steamboat captain? Like, and why did the steamboat captain do it?
Okay, so they've gone to the crab boil. Muscles Cahoon has pretty much said, "You don't got anything on me. Get out of here."
Mm-hmm.
As they're leaving the crab boil, who do they see?
Steamboat captain.
The steamboat captain.
Steamboat captain.
What's he doing there? Does he have some sort of connection to Muscles? Hard,
yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So like, hey, Steamboat Captain.
Mm-hmm.
He starts running
to the crime.
Wait. So I think it's okay. Here we go. I think the captain just seeing them and running away is like too obvious and like too like unmotivated on his part. I think Bubba Rivers sees the captain, and then gets like one of his gut feelings, and then he goes
and looks at
like wherever the captain came from, and he sees all of the seafood.
Okay.
Or like he sees something that like makes a connection,
right?
And then this is what happens. He says to Detective Frisco, he's like, "Wait in the car," and she's like, "Why?" And he's like, "'Cause I said so." So she goes into the car and she's all put off about it. Meanwhile, he follows the steamboat captain, and then grabs him.
Uh-huh.
And takes him to the bank of the river and dangles him over a crocodile until he talks.
Oh, so he had her wait in the car because she would have stopped him?
Yeah.
I don't know if she would have, like, why would she wait in the car, though? I feel like she wouldn't, like, be okay with that.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she doesn't wait in the car.
Yeah, so just after he's confessed to being involved,
uh-huh.
she's like, You can't do that. You're ruining the case. It's all inadmissible now.
Uh-huh.
And he's like,
I mean, I don't know. I think they have to get him legit.
I think
that they have to like find like they've got to find the motivation. And like when they bring him in, they've got him dead to rights. You know.
Wait, yeah. No. I think James, I think you had the right idea. I think that a couple things are off though. I think Bubba Rivers is like wait in the car, and then he goes after the captain. But then Sandy's like waits for like 30 seconds, but is like this is stupid, and this is going to be the moment where she actually saves his life. Because the cap.
Oh, I like that.
Because the captain actually gets the upper hand on Bubba Rivers,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like he's in danger. And then Sandy comes in and takes the captain down.
He's using like a big old crab claw as a knife and they're doing that thing where like the captain's trying to like stab the crab claw into Rivers' neck,
mm-hmm.
and Rivers is like
trying to hold off.
Yeah.
And then she like comes up behind and like gets him with like a swordfish or something.
Like, not a swordfish, because I don't want him to be really impaled.
That's also not river food.
Yeah, but she smacks him upside the head with a catfish.
Perfect. Yes, that's good. Right, because we still want to take him to court. You know,
yeah,
let's take him in alive.
Well, we got to figure out like what he did. Like, we don't know what he did yet or why he did it. So,
but we know he's like, he's definitely
he did something
bad guy.
Like to put a crap.
I think we know he's the bad guy.
Yeah,
like if he's doing like that level of like, you know, that fight scene happens with the bad guy.
Yeah,
so they smack him over the head with a fish and they bring him back in. What's the smoking gun?
I think that there's trace elements of salt water on his face.
Uh-huh.
On his face.
So they never figured out, but that's the thing, is they haven't figured out why. And I think they need to like have like a motive. They need to know the motive.
Right.
Like at this point, like
he confesses.
They've run him down because he like this like gut feeling, and he saw there was like some seafood, and then it resulted in like a fight. But they don't know like why he killed the guy who died.
Guy Lamort?
So yeah, Guy Lamort. So I think he does confess, but they have to like figure it out and then like break him.
Here's what I'm thinking is that Guy Lamort, his gambling win wasn't actually a win. It was payment for services that Guy Lamort did for Muscles Cahoon.
Here's a counterpoint. Something's going on with I think that the steamboat captain was going rogue, and like I think it was like services paid. I think you're right about like the win was services paid.
Yeah,
but like he paid Guy Lamort, and then killed him to like.
To take the money for himself.
Yeah, and like to tie up loose ends.
Yeah.
So like he did something, like I think he was like breaking out on his own against Muscles.
Yeah, like he was a member of Muscles' crew.
Yeah.
But he wanted to get out, maybe like get out of it.
He wanted to do his own thing, his own like ring, like the tugboat captain has.
He couldn't resist the temptation of getting that much money.
He got greedy. So I think there we go.
So they figure that out. Through an intense interrogation.
And maybe this is where we introduce... I like that. And I think this is where we introduce the DA, Charles Pettigrew the Eighth.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Like, he could be there just to make sure it's, like, that they're above board, you know?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Well, we didn't do this yet, but I think we would have introduced him earlier in the show. When they're like, they were maybe going to bring somebody in.
Right. They tried to get the
tugboat captain.
Tried to hold the captain.
Right. And the DA would have been like, you don't have any evidence. Like, you need to make me, like, give me a case I can prosecute.
Come back when you have a
come back
case I can declare.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. That's definitely what he would say is like, when you have a case I can declare. I do declare this case.
Yep.
But yeah, so at this point we bring the DA back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he declares.
And he declares.
He declares. He throws the book at him.
Mm-hmm. I think we've... Now we just have the last bit, which is... We've got him, but the only missing piece. How did he do it?
Yeah. So there... So
the Sherlock Holmes
movie. Right. So detectives Frisco and Rivers are back on the casino riverboat,
mm-hmm.
and they're
just gambling.
No, they're like wrapping up the case. They're like, you know, there's a crime scene tape and all that stuff. And Frisco is like, there's only one thing I don't understand. How did they do it? And Rivers points to the far wall of the casino, and you see that's a giant saltwater aquarium.
Too bad none of us noticed this the first time we were on the scene. Oh, this security camera right next to it. Rib. It's like the end of the episode.
Dun, dun.
Bum, bum. Okay. I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the Rivers River Investigative Bureau. Pretty solid show.
I'd watch an episode of it.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I don't know if I'd want to watch the pilot in retrospect, but
like, I don't know. The pilot's pretty good. It's like it's got all of the parts.
I mean honestly
and more.
Just like if I was like scrolling through like Netflix or Amazon or something and I just saw the description of that show, I'd be like, yeah, I'm watching this.
Hell yeah.
I have to watch this show.
I think it's got a lot of potential for like other episodes too. Like there could be a whole like two-part episode where it's like the saltwater killer
mm-hmm.
was a serial killer, also kills people with saltwater. and then, of course, like the reveal is that it is the steamboat captain's twin brother.
Oh man, he's got like a little mustache.
Yeah.
There could be like a stretch of episodes where the river is like really low because it hasn't been raining.
Oh yeah.
And like a bunch of bodies could show up.
Also, there could be another mystery where there is like a place where a body was murdered,
mm-hmm.
but then it shows up upstream of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why? How did that happen?
Yeah, how did that happen?
They just put him there.
I was thinking like they tied him to a gator.
They did it to be
like
contrary.
A trained gator.
Yeah.
Trained
gator.
Trained
wow,
gators.
That
could
really
be. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. I think you've got one with like a like industrial polluter.
Oh yeah. You know, so you want like to be topical,
like a corporate villain.
Right. Yeah.
You could do one with like somebody who is, I don't know, selling bad seafood.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I think you could find a lot of ways to kill somebody on a river, and you could pretty much have like an episode for each way.
All right, guys, I think we've come up with a pretty good show here.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to go ahead and greenlight that for us, you can do so by rating and subscribing on iTunes.
we'll take that as a sign that you want to produce our IB.
Yeah. Yeah, or you can also hit us up on Twitter at That's Not Pod. That would also be really cool. Okay, I think that's about it. And I think today we are going to give a special shout out to the founding father of Crime TV, Dick Wolf.
Thank you, Dick Wolf.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks.